Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Bum, 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 bum. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. And this is basically... Oh, thank you. This is basically Katy Perry week. It's like a lifetime of Katy Perry here this week. All week, we have five chances for you to win tickets to see her on her The Lifetimes Tour. July 18th at the Chase Center. All you need to do is be listening at 905, 1205, 4, 5, and 605. Jane's got it three times during her
show.
It's
a lot.
It's a lot, yeah. We'll give you a code word. You text the code word to the contest line, 20357, a different number than our regular text number. And you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets for Katy Perry, The Lifetimes Tour. July 18th is our date at the Chase Center, and it's all courtesy of Live Nation. So thank you to Live Nation for the tickets, and congrats to the people who've won already. And
thanks, Live Nation.
Thanks, Live Nation. And more tickets on the way. More winners. We want winners.
I have celebrity trash for you, an addition to your trash, if you don't mind.
I do not mind at all.
Breaking news. This is why you should look at your Instagram once in a while.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Okay, what do I need? What did I miss?
Michael Franti, big friend of the show.
Yes.
Is pregnant.
Oh, they're having another baby. Oh, congratulations.
Isn't
Michael Franti. It is amazing.
I mean, it's his wife that's pregnant, of course.
How old is their little kid right now?
I'm going to guess. I don't know. I'm going to guess he's five or six.
Well, he was definitely walking around before the pandemic, so he's got to be.
Let me think. Edie is six. Do you think that boy is older or younger?
You got married in 2019?
I did.
I think that boy is younger.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I think that boy is older.
Then he's seven or eight.
Yeah.
Okay. Either way, Sarah Franti is pregnant.
Sarah Franti.
Congratulations, you guys.
Congratulations.
I don't know if you know, now they don't live in the area anymore at all.
No, I want to say they're in Bali.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, congratulations. I love them, and I'm shocked, really. I was like, what? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. That's huge news. I'm going to send them a quick congrats and see if I can find out how old that kid is for us. That kid, I haven't seen that kid since she had it in a hip holder.
No.
She used to walk around with like this really cool, it's like a harness that a mom puts on.
Mm-hmm. Well, it works. It's an additional hip. It adds to your already sort of...
It's like a hip shelf.
Yep, exactly.
And so the kid can sit on that. And so all you have to do is sort of support this one easy to support thing. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Congratulations.
Isn't that really neat? So I just wanted to... There's some trash for you that I didn't... It's sort of like, oh my goodness. I don't know if you're going to tell us.
No, I didn't know. I don't look at it.
So his son was born in 2018. So he's...
Oh. So actually, so was your daughter.
They're about the same age.
Yeah.
So they're both six. All right.
That's surprising. It doesn't feel like before the, I don't know if it's that the pandemic seems like it was extra long or that it, I don't know, just 2018 doesn't seem like long enough ago.
I guess it would have been my 50th birthday party, but I loved that Franti put a, I loved the whole, I didn't even get it. I remember asking, please, can you guys get me the video of birthday wishes that you put together? I'd love to have that. That included Franti saying, Vin, you know what you got to do when you have a baby, and this is what I did, is you just go on tour. Mm. And I was like,
words of wisdom.
Very well done.
Yeah.
I don't.
There's
exactly
a guy who knows. Sarah Lua looks over at him like, is that it? Huh? Don't know if you realize this, but I'm going to be on tour with you. And so is our kid.
Uh-huh. Anyway, Michael Franti.
Michael, congrats you guys. That's wonderful. I'm sure they're not listening from Bali, but I don't know what the time difference
but
is.
They could.
But they could be. When we've had him on the show in the last couple of years, it's like midnight his time. Mm-hmm. And we're talking to him at, you know, super early in the morning. I think it's that far ahead. I don't know. I don't know how time works. It's all a mystery to me. Speaking of babies, Megan Fox and MGK, that's Machine Gun Kelly, they're having a baby. She's due in March. It's right around the corner, and they're not talking.
Oh.
Yeah. They haven't been good for a while between these two. We've been aware.
You know, I know celebrities they've got the money and they'll make it work out, but it is, there's something about the family unit, man. I'm just, just last night.
The thing.
I'm laying in bed and I'm having trouble falling asleep. And I hear my youngest daughter outside my door down the hall. She's laughing at something, like uncontrollably laughing. And it goes on for a minute. Just this non, like she laughs, she stops, she starts again. And then her sister walks in and I hear her sister go, what is going on in here? And then she starts to crack up. And then the two of those knuckleheads are down the hall laughing and laughing. And then I'm laying in bed laughing. And then I hear mom and I'm like, I'm never going to get to sleep, but this is so freaking great. Like it just absolutely was joyful.
Totally matters. It's like, it's little moments like that, that are the fabric.
The first thing out of my mouth when I pick that little girl up from school today is going to be, what were you laughing at? I got to know.
Please do more of that. Yeah, I want to hear that
know
some more.
What that was.
Right.
Anyway, so I feel bad for him. Like they're already not going to have that. All the baby stuff where she's going to need help. I mean, I get it. She's rich. So, okay. Yeah. But, oh well.
Yep. Yeah, they won't. I never feel too bad for celebrities who single parent because even though it's harder than having a partner. But when you got
tons of dough,
you've got plenty of help.
All right.
You know, whatever. You're having the kid. You wanted the kid. So dead silence between the two of these guys as the date rolls around. And things are just not amicable. They say the lines of communication are simply closed.
Well, maybe they're both heartbroken and they'll just need a little time. I know someone wrote in today, if I can find it.
I'll try to find it. Yeah. Sources are saying that Megan is done with him and everyone in her orbit is happy about it. They feel like she finally came to her senses and has shut him out of her life. They called it quits during their Thanksgiving trip to Colorado. She found some upsetting material on his cell phone. And according to TMZ, the stuff she saw was relationship ending. So I don't know what'll happen when she goes into labor, but TMZ says she doesn't want anything to do with him. And I seriously doubt you want that person in the delivery room with you. So I know it's sad. It is sad. What did you find? Did you find it?
It was someone had written in and I'm not finding it, but oh, there it is. Thank you for playing Stronger by Kelly Clarkson for me this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
I have never listened to the lyrics before, but I really needed to hear it right now. I'm going through a bad breakup. I miss him terribly, but the lyrics helped. Thank you. Love you guys.
Oh,
now Sarah is here as someone who has never been broken up with, but she will tell you how to get through this. Sarah, your words of strength and wisdom, please.
Well, Haagen-Dazs, obviously.
Oh,
let's start there.
That's your choice of ice cream, huh?
Whatever, just ice cream.
Okay.
Ice cream. And that's all. That's all really all you need. Ice cream and some Bridgerton with a box of tissues.
You've never been dumped.
I've been dumped.
No, you have not.
I have. I have had a broken heart before, but it's been a century since, I mean, what am I, 150 years old? It's like, it's been a while. I don't really remember it that well. But I know that, you know, it is, I actually believe that it is physical pain. Like when you have a broken heart, you're just ache for that person. Your heart hurts you and you feel bad about yourself. And you think, I don't deserve love and I, you know, I'm not worthy and I'll never find anyone like that again and I'll never get over this. And the answer is you will get over it. You'll get over it. You are worthy. Just because it wasn't a love match, it doesn't make you less. You are amazing and great and whole without that person. Thank you.
Oh, you did it.
Also,
ice cream. I knew you could do it.
Also, ice cream, Bridgerton, and a pack of Kleenex. And a girlfriend. If you got a good one of
those.
Great
job.
Oh, my. I just saw a text you sent me. That's amazing. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. They're big, you guys.
Yeah, they are.
And they are doing another tour. They're calling it the 2025 Restless Leg Tour. And unfortunately, I'm like, oh, great, this is wonderful. Let me look. No, nothing for us. We've got a Florida show, Texas shows, Nevada, Connecticut, Massachusetts, couple in New Jersey. Nothing here. So maybe they'll add to it. But if you were hoping to see them again, you may have to travel to do that. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. People love them. All right, and now it's time for, as we treat ourselves, a round of celebrity sausage. Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. I'm going to start.
I'm so glad you're going to get to the bottom of this for us.
Here's the disclaimer. It doesn't end with us. We're never going to know. This is just more stuff. Enjoy it or don't. But nothing is going to get solved and we're never going to know what really happened. But there's more today.
Okay, good.
So I'm going to start with these texts that were released. Here's the, you know, I'm looking at, I think this is page six. Yeah, there it is. Page six. Read Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni's flirty text while filming It Ends With Us. Suppositories, banter, and more. Like, what? So I'm like, okay, I'm going to read these. So early exchanges. This is apparently early in the filming, early in the production of this film.
God, what?
I know. Indicate that they had a great working relationship. So he says of something, you know, well played. And she says, I feel the same. It's such a good feeling to get work done that we're proud of and to do it together. It just clicks when we find it. And that's just as rewarding as filming it or editing it or marketing it or releasing it. This is all storytelling. This is why we do it. Thank you for your collaboration. I'm really proud of what we're doing. And then he loves that and says, I like sentimental Blake. Blake says, I never met her. I also like a-hole Blake. Don't worry. And she says, oh, I've met her. So have my suppositories. Like, they're having a funny exchange. This is a flirty, funny exchange.
You don't hear suppository come up much in a conversation.
It's really true. You really
like,
don't
you just
like
said
that's
that,
actually.
I thought,
right.
Yum. Oh, that sounds delicious.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing? Talking about suppository? Okay.
So
Blake
she's
talked about
making
it.
A joke.
All right.
She brought it up. He's just like, you're not sentimental. I like a hole you too. And apparently, so do her suppositories. So, and then there's a, you know, follow-up text. She's thanking him for his collaboration, noting she's really proud of what they're doing, blah, blah, blah. She says, this note means so much to me. I'm excited to start tomorrow, but it's only one piece of the journey. We started months ago, and I'm grateful for all we've built so far. Thank you for caring so much and putting every bit of you into showing it. You've given so much of your time to fight for great, and that hasn't gone unappreciated or unseen for a moment. Let's do this, S. So there's that, okay? They're clearly on friendly, supportive terms.
And it doesn't sound like they've done one bit of acting yet, does it?
Well, they've been working on the thing. They're saying here that there's, you know, good feeling getting the work done, but they're not saying necessarily that it's been the acting stuff. However, this stuff is from, May of 2023. So I don't know how long it took to make this movie, and I don't know how long the product. So somebody may be able to, or we may be able to timeline
the
that.
The production
at some point.
Can have a lot of steps before they even turn a camera on. So they may have done reads and.
And this came out when, like maybe November?
Yeah, it was late in the year.
Right. So we're talking a year and a half later.
Actually, it came out right after Wolverine. It might have been a summer film. Yeah.
Oh, let's see if we can find the date. I think it was closer to the holidays, but either way, this is a year and a half before this movie came out. So you're right, Ben. Who knows what point they were at?
It came out in August of 2024.
It was summer. Yeah. All right. So this is a year ahead of time.
Yeah.
A little more than that.
So they're working on script stuff and rewrites and all that junk.
Do you have a date on this, on when this voicemail came out? Do we have a date on this? Because here's the deal. We had heard about a scene set on the rooftop, which now that I've seen the movie, it's one of two scenes. There's two scenes on the rooftop. And that is apparently a scene that she had an idea about and rewrote it, had made notes, wanted it rewritten, and said, here's how I think it should go. And when she presented it to him, Ryan Reynolds and Taylor Swift were allegedly in the room. Now, we'd heard that little chunk of the story, right? That she wanted some backup, and these people, these were her dragons that she had brought into the room.
Huge stars.
Right. And apparently, he's acknowledging that he didn't have a great reaction to that situation that she put him in when she did it later. This is an apology, and it's 7 minutes long, a 7 minute long voicemail. I don't know who's got a voicemail that will hold 7 minutes. Like, I think, don't they usually end after 1 minute?
Well, I can't even believe that she
listened to it.
Well, so, I don't know if you hit seven anymore, because I don't even have voicemail, but I think seven, like, hey, this is blah, 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 seven.
I can fill in there. She likes to communicate through voice messages and text, because he mentions this in the voice message.
Okay.
Like, hey, I'm not real good at this, but you know, I'm better with in person. But hey, here we go. I'm leaving you. You know this.
Okay,
thing.
So this is something that you feel she asks for.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so the first clip is the apology.
Okay.
And then I've got two more clips.
Yeah.
This one's a little.
Walk us through it.
This is probably the longest one. Go ahead. Oh, I couldn't sit through this. It was hard enough sitting through this morning, editing it, more or less like somebody leaving it for me, because he's just, I don't know, you'll hear.
Okay.
Reading the second part of your message, my heart sank. And I'm really sorry. I for sure fell short. And you worked really hard on that. And the way you framed it and how that made you feel... I just want to say thank you for sharing that with me. That takes a lot of trust and vulnerability, and I feel really grateful that you feel safe enough to tell me that that's how you feel and share that with me. And I'm really sorry. That is a fail on my part. One thing you should know about me is I will admit and apologize when I fail. I am far from perfect. I am a very flawed man, as my wife will attest.
Okay.
So, all right. I mean, truthfully, just sounds like an actor. I hate to say it. It almost feels like he's reading that, like he prepared a statement.
Now, this is in response to her having dragged him into a meeting where she unveils the changed script.
And then she must have said something, because he references a message that she left, and he must have like read through the message and said, okay, I feel really bad about that situation that we were in together.
So
I feel bad about my behavior.
So this next clip is him addressing that in particular.
Good.
I will for sure do better. That was not my best weekend, and I should have given it more time. And and damn right, you got great friends. If that's how you felt, and they knew that, and
I could
use
all
have friends like that. Aside from the fact that they're two of the most creative people on the planet, the three of you guys together is unbelievable. Talk about energy and just a force, all three of you.
That's some butt kissing right there.
Yeah.
Well, that, butt kissing. He's not wrong, though, that it, while, how do I put this? I don't know if she has to know the power of those two people she's very closely associated with.
She calls them her dragons.
Yeah. And I'm saying they're two of the biggest, forget the creative thing that he uses. That's nicely put. You're right. He probably did write that down, because what he really would probably have wanted to say is, two of the biggest freak. You got me in a room and had two of the biggest stars on either side of you,
who in your corner and ready to yell at me for if I don't agree with you.
That is
manipulative.
Well, but those are her people.
They are.
Okay.
So this last clip, evidently.
Okay, let me reset this.
Please,
this is Justin Baldoni. He and Blake Lively are going back and forth over a movie that is actually a really, really good movie. I watched it the other day. The end of it ends with us. It's really good. It has an important message. They made a great movie together, and now they absolutely seem to hate each other. So, let me hear the third part of this message.
Evidently, in her messages. And at some point, she related that she'd had some bad experiences with people in Hollywood and being a woman. So he addresses that.
There's one thing that I do need to say, which is I am so sorry you have been through what you've been through with these other filmmakers and producers or whoever the people were that you worked with. And it just pissed me off. Those that I don't that, I'm just still kind of blown away that this is the industry that we're in and that you've experienced that as a woman. And I know I don't need to say it, but that's not at all going to be or will be. And hopefully it's not been the experience with me. There's nothing more exciting to me like that I get to work with Blake Lively and have her, all of her.
There you go.
All of her. Yeah, I honestly see what I mean, though. We're not solving anything. We're listening to it. Did he release this to TMZ? TMZ has this. I don't know.
Oh, he's releasing everything.
Okay. No, he does seem to be. He was the guy behind that video. Yeah. He seemed perfectly happy.
Well, he's got the biggest accusations against him. You know?
He does. Well, so she's saying sexual harassment, and he is saying defamation. So, and I don't know what does she want? What is her end game in this? What does he want? What's his end game? I don't know. We may never know. Anyway, that's what's happening.
Well, the rumor is that she wanted control to do the second movie.
Yeah, like she was trying to get the rights to the movie.
And he has the rights to him. Yeah.
Now, I wonder if, because I don't want to spoil the movie. There's a situation that might make it easier for him to not be a part of the second movie.
Oh. Well, here's a couple texts.
Okay, yeah. Let's hear what the people have to say.
707 says, and I actually saw a headline that to this effect, but then didn't read it because I'm waiting for Sarah to tell me everything I need to know. Is this Blake Justin situation a breakup of an affair? Maybe an emotional affair? Something's not sitting right.
I think if it were that, one or the other of them would have claimed it by now. This doesn't feel like that to me. This feels like, I don't know.
Here's another one. Both Blake and Justin sound slimy. Both are guilty.
Yeah, neither one of them is super sympathetic, really. But I find myself backing him if I'm backing someone. I hate to say it. She's spectacular in that film.
You guys should really listen to Baldoni's podcast. It's called Man Enough. These voice messages are exactly who he is. I really don't think he's acting. If it is, he's acting every single day. Have a wonderful day. I love you guys. Monica in Napa on Odyssey.
Oh, thank you, Monica.
You know, one thing.
Yeah, I don't know this guy. Really.
I don't know this guy at all, but I do know radio people, and I've known radio people who the whole thing is 100% an act. They were a nerdy kid growing up, and this was their opportunity to have an audience, and they've created a persona, and they do it every day. And it's my point in saying that is, it's fine. You can do that. People can do that. He very well could be, when he turns on the mic to do his podcast.
He's that guy. Right. I mean, he's saying all the right things.
That's what I mean.
There's
he's a new age guy.
And just, you know. What is this podcast called again? Man Enough. Like, that's actually an interesting choice for a podcast. It's weird for a guy who's like all about women's rights. All right. Well, anyway, that's all we've got time for. Thanks, Maddie, for going through that gigantic voicemail and pulling out some of the good sections of it. Vincent, what you got coming up in the news?
CVS makes the drugstore.
Oh.
Makes the news and some fast facts and more after these.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
It's in your head. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it. The Sarah and Vinny full show podcast. Check it out on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everyone? This Alice report is brought to you by Atco Pest Control. Ants making your home their new hangout spot.
Sure.
This time of year, absolutely.
Atco Pest Control is here to shut that party down.
Oh, do it.
Visit atcopestcontrol.com. That's atcopestcontrol.com to kick those pesky intruders to the curb and reclaim your space. Atcopestcontrol.com. All right, here's what's happening. We're not blue skies.
We're
here
cloudy
in the city.
It's gray out.
It was definitely a warmer morning at my house. Mill Valley was still frozen.
Yeah, it was still cold.
According to Sarah, but we're looking at partly cloudy today, and the rain will begin this Friday and likely go all through the week next week. So there's that. Happy Lunar New Year.
Oh, thank you.
That's fun.
Hold on. Get the thing you were supposed to say. It's Gong Hei Fat Choy.
Say that again.
Gong Hei Fat Choy.
Thank you. And also with you.
That's the proper response.
This time of year for a lot of us, and I'm someone who stuff will be like just in front of my eyes like a bad haircut. Tax time. I'm not talking about your haircut.
I'm talking about bangs.
Yeah, bangs. You know, yeah. When they get too long and you're taxes. Constantly going like, get out of here.
I know. I just hate it. Like all of a sudden my accountant starts sending me emails. Like, yeah, hey, it's on.
Oh, and you should be starting to get all those emails that say, hey, your 1099 is here. Hey, your bank, you know, records that you'll need for taxes are here. Hey, here's your... And I'm compiling them all and it's, you know, the building stress. But I have very specifically always ended up paying in more.
Yep.
A new study has found that a third of Americans plan out what to spend their tax refund on.
Oh.
A year and a half, like a half of a year in advance. Like 6 months in advance, they're already going, I'm budgeting for the $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 we're going to get back. And that will go
sure
to,
they're gonna
well,
get it.
I mean, they've,
if, historically, that's what they get.
That's historically, I know I'm going to get, you know, keistered.
Yeah.
And
I
it's
usually
part
wind
of the reason, it's part of the reason it's done by design. They've always told me you're better off paying them at the end than having them pay you back. That's not why you loaning the government money is the way it's been put to me.
Well, my accountant always says we're headed for zero. We're aiming for zero, but we're going to go under, we're going to go to the place where you owe them, but zero is ideal.
A new poll of 2,000 U.S. taxpayers found 79% believe they'll get some sort of refund this year, and many have already planned out what to spend it on. Often, it ends up being on necessities, whether that is bills like rent, groceries, essential items, credit card debt is a biggie.
Especially now, right after the holidays, you might be carrying it for a while. And
you pile that up a little bit and you go, I'll knock that down when the tax refund comes. Mm-hmm. Some people, only 8% though, are planning to spend their refund on luxuries like a leather jacket.
Oh.
Look at that thing.
I know, I love my new leather
jacket. Oh my God.
There's a picture on Facebook. Thanks, there's a good picture. It's cute. I look skinny in it. I like that picture. You know, my eyes are closed, but like, you know. My legs look skinny.
You're crazy. You look great.
Thanks, man.
Silly.
Hot.
Okay. Well,
that might have been one too far.
Don't get him jealous, Maddie. He wants all my hotness to himself.
They're spending their refund on new clothes, like a leather jacket,
yeah,
entertainment,
I treated myself a round of sausage right there.
New phones.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's true. People do wait and go like, I'll wait till I get some money and I'll get the update.
According to this study, the average person hopes to receive roughly $1,700 in tax refund money this year.
Oh.
So
that's, you know, there's a nice that, you know, it's funny about tax, that check. Like, it's like the only tax-free money that you get. And because it's money that you paid in taxes. Like, it's just, it's such a funny thing to know that that whole check is yours. Like, when the, you know, when you get it, you're like, oh, this is, you just put it in your account. It's like no strings attached money, except that there were strings attached and that's how they got it in the first place.
It was pretty late in life, though, that a guy I was talking, the guy at H&R Block that used to, in San Mateo.
Ding, ding, shame.
That used to do my taxes. Right when I got back to town, he was like, we don't want to loan the government money. That's not. And
but
I was,
it's almost like a savings account in a way.
That's what I was just.
For
he
you.
Said, there are people who will never save their own money, and they're using this as a means to get a big payback so that they've got a chunk of money. But you should have better control of your finances.
Budget for putting away some money
as opposed to giving more. And that guy, by the way, was old when I was going there and was telling me he was moving to Costa Rica and, you know.
Don't count on me for the long term there, buddy.
That was his
Just
plan.
Just look at me. Look at me.
I'm working in the basement at Sears at H&R Block. He had it figured out. He's like, I'm leaving for Costa Rica in a couple
of
years.
There's not even going to be a Sears in a couple of years.
Nope. And there isn't.
Oh, I know. It's so sad. Sears was such a staple.
Happy National Puzzle Day.
Oh, I love puzzles. Yeah. All the kinds of puzzles?
They say here,
I do like a puzzle. Connections, that's a puzzle.
This day is in late January, probably because it's the right weather for one.
Oh, right. Puzzle. You're inside. You got a puzzle going.
Just don't go into it without a strategy.
Oh.
Here are a few jigsaw puzzle tips from experts. Optimize your environment. The baseline is a well-lit flat surface. But multitasking is a good idea, too, so you don't get bored. Throw on a TV show or maybe turn on the radio. How you doing?
How you doing? Listen to the Sarah and Vinny Show.
And then you're good to go. Start by flipping all the pieces face up, unless you're crazy.
Mm. Well, you sort through them. You flip them up, you lay them out flat, and you start immediately going, oh, this is all the sky pieces. Let's put those over here. And then, but what you're really looking for are the border pieces. The border is the funnest part.
Sort the pieces into groups, which is what Sarah's saying. Obviously, start with the edges and corners.
Yeah.
And then break it down by color or notable objects. Choose the easiest sections to do first so you don't get frustrated. There's times when I've been doing puzzles with my kids where I'm pushing the piece that they need towards them. And then I'm like, flick. Jesus, what do I got to do?
Get it in there.
I found it. Okay.
Good job. Or you hand them the right piece and they can't figure out how it goes in. I'm like, no, flip it. No, turn it. Put it in the, can you?
So you know the joys of puzzling with your
You know, neither
ones.
Of my kids really like puzzles. They're like, me and John, we almost always have a puzzle going on the dining room table.
I hate puzzles. Absolutely hate doing puzzles.
You hate doing puzzles.
Hate it.
Why?
And in my family, there's always a puzzle.
Yeah,
you know, whenever we have gatherings,
the holidays, right?
There's a puzzle board going. I have zero patience. And I'm just not good at them, so I don't like doing them. So, I'm definitely the one that's in the other room watching football or something while everybody else is working on the puzzle.
Stand up from time to time. It's National Puzzle Day, everyone.
It's hard on your back.
Stand up from time to time and look at the puzzle from a different angle. Sometimes a fresh perspective can help you find that piece you're looking for. Make it easy to consult the image. You know, you take the box cover. Where's this going to go? Someone, you know, we all need to be able to see that.
I make photocopies of it too, so I don't have to pass it back and forth.
How
between.
How pro are you?
Pretty pro. I like to have at least one photocopy going so that John has his copy. I have mine. We have lighted magnifying glasses. We're very serious about our puzzles. National Puzzle. I can't believe you hate puzzles. Like, it's such a joy to do a puzzle, except when your back starts really hurting you and you're like, oh my God, my neck's effed up. Oh no, my back just went out.
Yeah, I don't need no puzzle injuries.
I know. Puzzle injuries are like the most embarrassing kind.
What? You're doing a puzzle?
Yes. Just don't shove me because I can't catch myself because my back is non-existent.
Do you think, like, when you've talked to your doctors about your hips and you've had one hip replacement already and you're going in for another in a couple weeks, is there something they attribute it to, or do they say that it's genetic, or do they say that
you did something?
Your football career, dude, you could have...
The AVN has got a million things that could cause it. One of them might have been excessive drinking when I was younger. Oh. That could be a cause.
AVN, what does that stand for?
Arterial vascular necrosis.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Your bone is, your femurs are dead.
Yes.
Isn't that, maybe that's what Eddie Van Halen had to have a hip replacement.
Oh, and that was the same reason?
Well, Bo Jackson had it too. That's what ended his career. But the reason mine are so broken now is because of doing lots of sports, and you know, I used to do a lot like triathlon, a lot of running, and I did a lot of triathlon when I was heavy, so that, you know, that was just that doesn't help it at all,
which is so counterintuitive. It would seem like if you're doing triathlon, you wouldn't be heavy.
I was also drinking the minute I got done training every time.
Oh, geez,
well, that'll do it.
Wow, you're burning it on both ends there.
I would love to do one. I should probably try to do one after this hip replacement because I'd like to. Try one.
Well, let's just get through the hip replacement first before we start making post-hip replacement plans.
Christina did a full Ironman right before I met her. Amazing. And I was so beyond impressed, like to do that kind of a bike ride and that kind of a full marathon. And just so impressive. What I found through her and her experiences is that that's actually a sport for older people because it's so mental.
And it's very time consuming.
It's time consuming, but it's so mental to stay for 13 hours.
It's not easy. It's not like 13 hours of data entry.
No, and you can't throw on headphones or something. You got to be paying attention. You can't, you know, you're definitely got to learn how to get into a creative zone in your head. Like I would just think of stuff and come up with stories and keep myself occupied.
You know, this whole bone induction thing, right? It can't be canceling out what you're hearing through your regular ears. So I wonder if that's like, because a lot of times I don't want to have headphones in because I would want to hear what is going around me. But if I had the bone induction thing, so it's not covering my ear holes, I'm still hearing the world. Like, wouldn't that, if you were a runner or a biker or something, like you could have Metallica blaring in your, through the bone induction.
It might work. I know that I stopped using any kind of headphones and music, as much as there's inspiration there, the amount of time I spent, and I would do this because I'm a easily frustrated person. I would be like pressing the head, like get in there and stay, because they pop out and now you're fiddling with stuff. Mm. And now I'm pressing it into my head, hoping it, I don't know what, like I'm going to create an extra notch in my ear for it to
what
sit.
What about a headband? You put it on and then put a headband on one of those tennis, John McEnroe style.
You know what I need to do? Leave that at home because I fuss with it way more than it's worth.
Right.
Just go run, dude. And the amount of time
John runs with full headphones.
I don't blame him.
Yeah. He's like, I have little tiny ear holes. I can't get them in there. They won't stay. He's like, I cram them in there. They won't stay. So he has like a Bluetooth set.
Good for him.
And his watch.
CVS is allowing customers to unlock locked shelves using an app. I told you this story, I think last week, about Walgreens. The CEO came out and said, the locking up of certain products has backfired. We just don't sell them now.
Right.
As opposed to, you know, in an effort to not have them stolen, now we don't sell them at all.
Right.
So CVS, it appears, has figured it out. Their app will unlock these little plastic lock
This is actually brilliant.
This is the way to fix it.
This is the way to fix it. And it gets everybody's information so screw your privacy. Now you can get the thing you want behind the plastic.
So you use their app, and this is all the companies want you on their apps. This one does too.
Yeah, CVS winning. I honestly, it's so obvious. I can't believe we're just hearing that this is the first company that thought of it. Incredible.
Anyway, they have a few hoops to jump through in order to get involved. But if you're someone... Look, I've gone to Walgreens. In this case, they're talking about CVS, but I need razor blades or I need whatever.
You got to sit there
and
wait.
Look at it and go, I don't need it that bad.
I'll get them next time.
Mm-hmm. So,
or I'll order them online.
After the CEO of Walgreens had said locking everything up has backfired because shoppers are buying less, CVS appears to begin the process of making things accessible without waiting a day for an employee to come and help.
I think
you.
I already have some kind of account at CVS too.
Yeah, a lot of people have their...
if you've got prescriptions there or whatever.
Prescriptions through it.
Mm-hmm. Rewards programs and stuff.
Oh, God. Our text Lord. Number is 800-400-3697. Check out Shox with a Z. S-H-O-K-Z.
Shox.
Bone conduction headphones.
Okay.
Says 408.
I'm going to look. Because this is all the new rage. And they're apparently worked into the, these have something that blocks your ear too. It blocks your ear and is behind your ear kind of, huh? Okay, I'll look more at this.
They're spelling Chris here like my Christina.
K-R-I-S.
C-R-I-S, no. So I'm assuming this is a lady, but it might not be. But the flex is real. We don't look at the puzzle cover to keep the puzzle challenging. Chris, Burlingame Radio.
That honestly, that is that's next level.
Yeah.
I am fully looking because I cannot stand to spend more than a week on a puzzle.
And if you don't look at the picture, how are you gonna know that this is Minnie's ear and not Mickey's? Like, you know.
How am I even gonna know there's ears on there?
They're so alike, you don't have a come on.
Yeah. Well, you know, suck the enjoyment out of it any way you want. I mean, that's, as far as Maddie's concerned, just having a puzzle on the table has sucked the enjoyment out.
Oh, yeah.
For me, I'm like, nah, I take photocopies of everything. Everybody's I don't need you stealing at that it. Thing.
Yeah.
I like it. It's nice. Everybody has a drink. Everyone's sitting around the table. We put one together while my brother-in-law and sister were here.
Jimbo?
Yeah. We sat there and worked it all out. And then we did hey, everyone, let's all change seats. And then we all started working on the thing the other person was and fresh eyes on everything.
Wow.
It's puzzle day. Is it a puzzle day?
It is puzzle day. National puzzle day.
Do you like a puzzle?
Another person's written in. My father-in-law refuses to look at the box of a puzzle. He thinks it's cheating.
Oh. Well, fine.
You
honestly,
make your own rules, dude.
Yeah, it's not. There is no cheating in puzzles. There's no winner in puzzles. But... It's kind of the same thing as when you cheat at solitaire, I guess. Like, people have their threshold for that. Like, I will occasionally move a card because I'm like, well, I could have chosen either one of those fours to put my red three on. So I'm going to put it over here because I can see that that's going to help me. I'll do that. I will. And then it is cheating. But I am actually, you know what, though? I'm trying to win that game. So I guess that it's different than puzzles because I feel like puzzles, there's no winning.
You're spending your own time on your own thing.
Right.
It doesn't even matter. I'm
cheating on you. I'm cheating on the puzzle.
Right. I remember you told us, I forget what game we were playing, but you were like, I would never buy the things. And then one day it slipped out. I buy the stuff.
Yeah.
And we were like, what? You told us.
I didn't.
And then you were like, it's expensive too.
Yeah. Well, that was why.
What was that? Bejeweled Blitz?
Bejeweled Blitz. And I was playing it for a while, long enough that I was like, I clearly need to buy the help for it in order to get the high scores. But I quit. I quit that like in 2014. And then you told me about Pokemon Go in 2016. You were like, oh, there's a story about this thing, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because I've never done it.
And I'm like, I'll see what that's all about.
Are you back on it now? You're on it.
No, not really. We opened it a couple times while my sister was here, but I'm kind of like, suddenly, you know how I am. I'm hot on something.
Haven't seen you on it. Yeah, you used to have two phones, and you'd be going at it.
Yep, no. I know. Haven't opened it today. I know.
I do remember you having the two phones and working it like a fiend.
It's, you know, I miss it in a way, but mostly I miss the people I was playing with. Like, you know, being in a daily conversation about dumb stuff on Pokemon Go. It was really, you know, that was a fun part of my day.
What about Sheffy?
I know.
You don't talk to Sheffy anymore?
Well, I could talk to Sheffy. We're still friends and everything, but
we miss you, Sheffy.
I miss you. I do miss you, Sheffy. But even Tina and I were, I'm like, should we reach out to Sheffy? And she's like, well, we're not really playing, so.
No. Oh.
I'm like, I know. Oh.
It's the end of an era.
It kind of is. Don't worry, I still have all the stuff. Everyone gives me stuffed animals from Pokemon. They're like all through my car. So.
Oh, good. Trash me.
Oh, Okay. It's time to play a game right after this.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.